Shkoch, good morning all. So we last left off yesterday talking about the laws of tefillin, and we continue as an individual is putting on their tefillin. So there's a very famous machlokas and a famous argument between Ashkenazim and Svardim how to put on tefillin, and there are many different differences, but we'll just point out one main one, and that is that usually Ashkenazim, when they put on their tefillin, they are standing up the whole time, and that is certainly the appropriate thing to do, but Svardim actually sit down for the putting on of the shel yad. But again, Ashkenazim, so if you identify as Ashkenaz, you should definitely be standing up when you put it on. An individual who is putting on their tefillin and taking it out of the bag, so there's an important halacha to be wary of, and that is that you should never shake your tefillin out of the bag. It's like the same exists when people are taking off their tefillin. You always see people like trying to like throw their tefillin off, like just sort of like shaking their hand like that. It's not, I apologize if someone did it this morning, I wasn't looking at anyone in particular, but if someone does do that, it's not really appropriate, because in general this is a very cherished mitzvah, and the notion of ever either shaking it out of the bag or shaking it off your arm, it's just not something that one should ideally do, because it just does not show proper respect for the mitzvah. When a person is putting on their tefillin, one also has to be very weary of not having a separation between the tefillin and their body, and so that means that's why we obviously roll up our sleeves, and that's why in general we do the best we can to make sure that if a person has any sort of a separation, it is not there. And this therefore brings in the question of an individual who has very long hair. The poskim talk about this idea that very long hair is not usually the natural haircut for a man, and therefore if you have very long hair, that is considerably considered a separation, and so that's why a lot of rebbeim usually walk around high schools, Jewish high schools, and when during davening, and they'll sort of give some of the boys who have longer hair a patch on the back of the head to tell them to get a haircut, because it's never good to have extra long hair. And that's why there are people who don't have any hair, they're very strict in this matter to make sure that they don't have any separation whatsoever. But in general, if you obviously have short hair, that is okay, it's just it should not be very long. There is one final halacha we'll talk about today, and that is the knot in the shel yad. That's that little thing kind of sticking out of your shel yad tefillin. So that is meant to be close to the bias of the tefillin. It should never be pushed away. And that's why sometimes you'll see people have it like tied in, because it's in a halacha. It seems to be a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, an idea that it's brought down from Sinai, that you should not be taking this further away from the bias of tefillin, so it has to be close to it. Anyways, there's a lot more to talk about, but for now we will conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash.